Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to the Patriots Report, part of the Believe Network. I'm Christopher Price, the Boston Globe. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and follow this podcast and tell all of your friends who are Patriots fans to do the same. You can also watch us on Believe TV around the country, in airports, and on YouTube. Also, make sure to check out my Patriots coverage in the Boston Globe and bostonglobe.com. This episode of the Patriots Report is brought to you by Bet Online. It's down to the last two teams. BetOnline has been your tournament bracket headquarters all March long, and now that we're almost down to the finals, we've still got a lot more in store. MLB is here, and NBA, NHL playoffs are also around the corner. As always, BetOnline is the number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action, and remember to use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's B-L-E-A-V. BetOnline, the game starts here. Today on the Patriots Report, I talk with former special team star Matthew Slater to get his thoughts on the dynasty, what it was like to clean out his locker after 16 years in the league, what he thinks of the new special teams rules, and much more. In addition, I get some quality time with Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey, and we talk about his recent meeting with the Patriots, what's the most surprising thing he's learned throughout the pre-draft process, and how he's getting ready for the draft. All that and much more coming up next, only on the Patriots. All right, Mr. Slater, we're recording this on Saturday, April 6th. The offseason workout program starts on Monday for the Patriots. If you were still playing, how different would this Saturday be than the one you're enjoying today? And let people know what you are enjoying today.
Well, I don't know. I would love having a Saturday like this at any point in time, playing or not. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here at Legoland New York and partnering with them with their Pros of Play initiative. And just, you know, to come out here and have fun with my family. I think that's the one thing that I've really been focused on in retirement, is spending more time with my family, playing with the kids, having fun, and certainly to be here at Legoland New York and to be getting ready to have a great day with my kids and my wife is something that we're really excited about.
I know you're officially retired. You hung them up for good about a month or so ago. Have you had a chance? I'm curious. Have you had a chance to clean out your locker? And if so, what was that process like for you?
Yeah, I have had a chance to clean out my locker. I went in there probably the week after the season and I took everything out. And, you know, it was a bit strange. To spend 16 years in one place, you accumulate a lot of things. I had a lot of junk in that locker. So to be able to clean it out, I took two of my sons in there with me. it was bittersweet. You know, certainly very thankful for the journey that I had, and you know, all good things must come to an end, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter.
You've been pretty active the last few weeks. I saw you on with Chris Long, as well as our old buddy Julian Edelman. You also appeared on The Dynasty. I know that was filmed a while ago. Now that it is aired, I'm curious to get your take on how you were portrayed. I know some of your old teammates, including Devin McCourty, said he felt he used the word betrayed a little bit. Rodney Harrison expressed some dissatisfaction as to how he was portrayed as well. What was your experience like?
Yeah, you know, I would echo their sentiment. You know, I understand that when people set out to create these projects, the directors and writers, they have to do things that are going to engage an audience. It's unfortunate, though, that they chose to do it in the way that they did. I felt like it was very slanted, and I didn't like the way that Bill was portrayed. I didn't like the way that I came across, because certainly I feel very fondly in terms of my relationship with Bill and my experience with him. But I tell people this, you know, if you have a relationship with someone, for the most part, the good ones, 98, 99% of them, you have nothing but positive things to say. And, you know, there are going to be one or 2% where maybe you didn't see things eye to eye all the time, and maybe there were some things that you would have done differently. And I felt like they focused on that 1 to 2%, and that was disappointing. And, you know, in hindsight, I probably would not have participated in the project if I knew that it was going to come out the way that it did.
Have you gotten any blowback from people who are Patriots fans, or, you know, teammates, or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, you know, I think our fans, a lot of the fans that I've talked to are pretty disappointed in the project. They're disappointed in the way Bill was portrayed. And, you know, I feel the same way. So, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, I think when I think of the Dynasty, I think of all the fun that we had, all the great things that we were able to accomplish together. And I want to remember the good things about it, the blessings and the great experiences and relationships. And I will continue to focus on those positives moving forward.
I'm going to change gears here a little bit. I was at the Combine, and I asked one of your old friends, Kevin O'Connell, about Jerod Mayo and what sort of coach he thinks Jerod's going to be. He, now unprovoked, mind you, said, I think we can start the head coach watch for Matthew Slater as well. I know the 2008 draft class, you guys were pretty tight. And I know that we talked in the past about your potential, you know, maybe one day down the road about you being a coach. I know your focus is on your family right now, and that's where your mind is at, but it's always nice to hear something like that from a guy that you played with. Does that get you thinking at all anymore?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, I love the game of football. I love everything that it entails. And, you know, as I transition into this next phase of my life, certainly I'd love to be involved however I can, in a way that makes sense for my family and I. But I think about, you know, culture building, pouring into young men, and sharing the experience that I had as a player with the next generation. Now, you know, that may not be as a coach. I'm not aspiring to be a head coach like those two guys, but maybe that's as a member of a staff or in some type of supportive role. So I'm very much open to that. And, you know, we'll just see what the future holds.
You told me that you thought James Ferentz would make a great coach, and lo and behold, he becomes an assistant offensive line coach with the New York Giants. It really seems to be that room. You guys seem to turn out coaches on a fairly regular basis. What is it about the Patriots that seems to lend itself, seems to manifest ultimately in staying in the game and wanting to stay in the game and in becoming a coach, scout, whatever the case may be?
Well, look, I think you have to give a lot of credit to Coach Belichick. He created an environment where players with high football IQs were valued. He found those players, he identified them, he put them on his team, and he developed them. And he continued to pour into them in terms of football knowledge, just general football knowledge and readiness. And, you know, I think what you have is an environment of guys who are ultra competitive, who love the game, who love the process. And when they leave the game in terms of playing, they want something, they want to do something with all that they've acquired. And for many of them, they've turned to coaching, and that's really no surprise. So I could have told you James was going to coach. I did tell you James was going to coach, and I'm very happy for him and excited to see where a lot of us go for those of us who have crossed over into retirement.
Two last questions for me. One, I want to get your take on what you think of the new special teams rules. It feels like they're going to free things up for returners. I don't think it was a coincidence that Cordarrelle Patterson was signed immediately after, they passed the new rules. But when it comes to your old position, working as a gunner, it might change things up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, look, here's what I'll say is the two things that are most important as I look at the play are player safety and health, which is always going to be paramount, and then preserving the play. I think, we had reached a point where the kickoff was in jeopardy, and that would be very, very tragic to lose that play. So I think they've found a middle ground where they feel comfortable. We'll see how it goes this year. I wouldn't call it kickoff anymore. It doesn't feel like kickoff to me, but it's going to make for an interesting play. I think it's going to create some excitement, and then I think it's going to make guys like Brendan Schooler even more valuable, right? Because you got to cover a lot more now. So the coverage will be different, the schemes will be different, the techniques will be different, and I'm excited just like everyone else to see how it's going to turn out.
Last question for me. And again, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this today. If you're in the corner office a couple of Thursdays from now and you're sitting on that number three pick, if you're Elliott Wolf, if you're Jerod Mayo, where are you going? What are you doing? I won't ask you to pick a quarterback, but
Man.
maybe like do you go quarterback, do you go wide receiver, you go off where are you going with that number three pick?
That is a great question. And there's a reason I'm not in that office. But I think it's a very important draft overall, right, for the team. And I'm excited to see what they do, how they navigate it. There are a lot of great players. Obviously, it's easy to say that quarterback is a position that the team may be looking at. So there are a lot of good ones, and maybe they'll end up with one. So, but I don't have a crystal ball. I don't want to get into those predictions. Jerod has my full support, and we'll see how it goes.
And it's good to see an old friend in Jacoby Brissett come back, regardless
Absolutely,
of whatever
absolutely.
happens.
And his mentorship and leadership for that room will be very, very critical. And they got the right guy for the job.
Matthew Slater, thank you so much. It's great to see you again, and hopefully we can catch up again sometime in the not too distant future.
Sounds great. Thanks, Chris. Great to see you.
Great to see you too.
Take care.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter TruGreen, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. TruGreen is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let TruGreen do your lawn care. Visit TruGreen.com, TruGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Ladd McConkey, thank you very much for joining me here on the Patriots Report. Want to ask you really quickly, I know you met with the Patriots at the Senior Bowl. How would you characterize those conversations and have you connected since then?
Yeah, more of the Senior Bowl, kind of their first time talking to you. They really want to, get to know about you, about your family, what made you go to Georgia. Just get to know, the person and other player. So, met with them, since then a couple of times. So, it's been great every single time.
What's an average conversation like in those, and not just with the Patriots, but I know it's a lot of getting to know you and kind of getting a sense of who you are as an individual as opposed to a player. But what are some of the conversations like? What are some of the questions like?
Sometimes they'll give you like their install, put some of their formations, their plays in, stuff like that. And try to memorize it, take it all in, then they'll take your mind off of it and go watch my film. So then they want to know if I can, tell you what everybody's running, what the play call is, what the reads are, And then after I do that, they'll come back and be like, okay, what was that play that I taught you again? So a little, stuff like that, just kind of see if you can recall information and if you can, understand football.
What were your impressions of connecting with the Patriots? I know there's a lot of turnover here. We're all going through it. We're all kind of, understanding a brave new world here, without Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and all that. But from your perspective, from a guy who talked to Gerard Mayo and maybe Elliot Wolf, what were some of your takeaways from those conversations?
Yeah, meeting with them, I feel like it was solid every single time. It seemed like great people, great coaches, and they want the best for me if that was to happen and all their players. So, nothing but great things to say about them and their organization.
I talked to a lot of guys who are going through the pre-draft process, and at this point in the calendar, the vibe I get from most of them is they're just tired. there's a sense they just want to get this over and done with. There's anxiety about the draft, sure, but you're basically done. At this point, you've done everything that you can do, the pro days, the combine, the visits. Now it's about sitting and kind of waiting. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it is. It was a stretch there. It was a lot, but just trying to take it all in. It can be, stressful or hectic or whatever, but at the end of the day, I get to go through this one time, enjoy it. I'm getting ready to, live my dream out. So play football for a job, so I can't be too mad about that.
What's the biggest thing, the biggest change maybe that you're anticipating? Everyone talks about the speed of the game and how things are faster. I've talked to a few guys and they're talking about the transition, as you just mentioned there, the idea of football as a job as opposed to playing for a school. What are some of the things that you anticipate having to deal with making that jump?
Yeah, I mean, you'll just be in a, a whole new environment. I feel like you get drafted and then you're there. So there's some change in that. And then obviously, there's no school anymore, no classes, no mentor tutoring sessions, whatever you got going on. It's just strictly football. So a lot more, just kind of take care of business yourself. Obviously, you're there with the coaches, but we're a professional now. So there's a little different, there's some different stuff that come along with that.
What's the biggest surprise been for you throughout this pre-draft process, whether it's on the field, off the field, combine, pro day, the whole bit? What's the thing that's kind of made you stand back and go, wow, I didn't really anticipate that?
Speed dating, like visit, like all the teams, 10 minutes, and then move on to the next one, and it's just rolling, 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 like at the Senior Bowl or Combine. And, I knew I was going to meet with teams, but I didn't really know what to expect too much, just from what people had told me. So that was a, a different feeling than I'd had.
What's the biggest, Sarah, what's the question that you are the most tired of hearing throughout this process from reporters like me or from other teams?
I don't know. I guess if they're just like, if someone's trying to like reach me, like, hey, what team do you want to go to? I'm like, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't have that decision. So whoever drafts me, I'll be happy with it. But I can't, it's not, it's crazy because like, college, I get to pick where I'm going, that type of recruiting, but now it's kind of flipped. So that's a, yeah.
People should know at the combine too that it's nothing for you guys but a hail of, did you meet with the Patriots? Did you meet with the Buccaneers? Did you meet with the Giants? Did you meet with the Falcons? And I imagine at some point, I've joked with some of my veteran, colleagues. It says, look, it's a lot easier to say who you haven't met with at this point
For
as
sure.
opposed because you meet with pretty, I don't want to say everyone, but you meet with a lot of teams in a relatively short period of time.
No, yeah, 100%, 100%.
I saw the interview you gave on the NFL Network, and they used Garrett Wilson as the comp for you. And I was really struck by the physical similarities, height, weight, speed, all that. I'm curious from your perspective, who is the guy who you have always tried to model, or your guy or guys you've tried to model your game after over the course of your playing career?
Yeah, not honestly, not anyone specific. I don't just watch a certain guy and try to match everything. I like to see what works for people, whether it's just like, I don't know if a release looked good by this guy or top of the route looked good by that guy. Just use that and add it to my tools, but not anyone really specific. Honestly, there's so many great receivers in the league. It's like, I feel like I'd be doing myself a disservice if I didn't try to watch some of everybody. So.
Are you going to the draft? Are you going to be there?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm gonna be at home. Yeah.
Okay. I know it can be kind of a difficult situation to be in if you're in, whether it's this year, I think it's in Detroit and you're not picked and you get the cameras on you. So was that your own, was that your own decision? Do you get an invite? How does that work?
That was my own decision. Like, I just wanted to stay home, be with my family. I know they're gonna be there supporting me. Be, a lot easier sitting in Chatsworth and in my living room than it would be going out there. So, yeah, it's just, something I want to sit there and, yeah, be able to be comfortable and enjoy it with all them.
Fair point. Lad, let's wrap up here. Tell me about the work you're doing now in advance of the draft with Six Star Pro Nutrition.
Yeah, partnering with Six Star, and then their new Six Star protein shake that they have coming out. It's really been essential. Made it easier for me, throughout this whole pre-draft process, whether it's that's helped me with strength, endurance, recovery, and it helps that the flavors are really good as well. So I kind of get best of the both worlds in that aspect.
Sounds good, lad. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this, and good luck. Hopefully, we can connect sometime down the road.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Take care. This episode of the Patriot Report is brought to you by Bet Online. It's down to the last two teams. Bet Online has been your tournament bracket headquarters all March long, and now that we're almost down to the finals, we've still got a lot more in store. MLB is here, and NBA, NHL playoffs are also around the corner. As always, BetOnline is the number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action. And remember to use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLEAV. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.